This is the intro to our show.
Are we doing one?
We're doing one. Our show is a sketch-based podcast
about
Jesus. And
also,
it's about 30 minutes long. The name is
Champagne Martinis
with your host
Molly Rosenberger
and Katie Hughes, two Jews from Chicago. Is that real? I'm not Jewish, but this is our sketch show. The only one on the internet that doesn't do its research.
We're really excited about it.
Super excited. So this is our...
It's just us being friends and kids and lovers and baseball players.
We're like every lyric in an NSYNC song. What?
What? You're my sunshine after the rain.
And you're my rainbow in a cloud bottom.
Is that a Les Miserables lyric?
I dreamed a dream that I'd have a podcast one day. I'm quite thirsty. I'm mostly parched.
Speaking of Les Mis, this is also going to be a show about our love for Anne Hathaway. Our mutual love.
Our mutual love for Anne Hathaway. Our daytime cocaine abuse. And everything in between.
So if you want to listen to a show about two middle-aged women who are slowly dying inside,
Champagne Martinis.
Champagne Martinis it is.
We're both 21. Go Blackhawks.
Hey, Carrie. Yeah, can I get a scoop of very, very strawberry? Hello? Carrie? Don't do that, Carrie. Carrie, I cannot help it if your brother Mikey looks like the fourth Jonas Bro. The real fourth Jonas Bro looks like if a pineapple and Adam Sandler got together. So I don't count him. What? I'm just being honest with you right now. Mikey's got that mushroom hairs, straight on the sides, curly on the top. You know that I like. Carrie, you know I like it. I know he's 28, but when he mounts that pull-up bar in the doorway with his situation exposed, those details get very fuzzy. What? I'm sorry. I'm just being honest with you right now. I know I'm 14, Aaron. Is he still dating that dental hygienist who wears her sparkly clips in her hairs? If she's 28 going on 14, then why not just go with the real thing? What? I'm sorry. I'm just being honest with you right now. Carrie, you know I'd never touch Mikey. He did touch me once, though. One time, at Sunday dinner, he grabbed for the cannolis while I was grabbing it on too. What I really wanted was the cream in his cannoli, you know what I mean? What? I'm sorry. I'm just being honest with you right now. You're my friend. I wanted to come to the Beat Robins today to celebrate with you. I officially have 30 subscribers to my YouTube channel. You would be me with 31 flavors up in this place. But let's be honest, Tommy sits in the back with a tub of Jamocha every shift, so we even. Poor Tommy. Once a t-shirt swimmer, always a t-shirt swimmer. You didn't know I had a YouTube channel? What? Are you being honest with me right now? It's called Nick Jonas Nails. I make videos of me painting my nails while lip syncing to Jonas Brothers songs. I gotta make sure my nails is looking real good in case there's ever another cannoli crossing with Mikey. What? There won't be. I'm sorry. Okay, there might be. I'm just being honest with you right now. How's that very, very strawberry coming along? Carrie, come on, celebrate with me. I'll do your nails. I'll paint them in the shade Friends Forever. I mean it. I'll even film it for the channel. and Mikey can hold a boom mic. And in 4 years, I'll be holding his boom mic. What? I'm sorry. I'm just being honest with you right now.
Ramantha, Ramantha, let down your rat tail.
I'm coming, Reba. I just got out of the shower.
Hurry up. That opossum's eyeing me. Hold your head still.
Ow, 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 ow.
Quit whining and give your big sister a hand with these heavy-ass bags.
I wish you'd let me go shopping sometime. I hate it here.
What? You think you're too good for our 10-story trailer?
No, I would just like it if we had a door or some stairs.
Well, I would like it if my beautiful rat tail had not gotten ripped off in that turbine accident down at the mill.
I still don't get why there are turbines at a puppy mill.
What you don't get is how good you've got it. I work all day while you sit up here and play online.
Reba, I accidentally watched this video where 7 midgets did it with some albino girl. I am done with the internet. Mostly because the Mavens changed their wireless password.
Shit.
Reba, I'm going crazy up here. I need to be out in the world. I want to be part of something. Help people.
Ramantha, I may seem overprotective, but I have taken care of you since our parents died the night they let the dog drive their car. And I know this world is much too dangerous for you. Just the other day, an apple killed my friend Tammy.
No.
She was coming down the mountain on her moped, eating a Granny Smith.
No.
And when she was done, she did that thing where you spin the stem to find out who you're gonna marry.
That's so sad.
I know. She died without giving me a copy of that picture of us at Dollywood, dressed up like old Tommy hookers.
I feel trapped. It's not fair.
If life was fair, then the fair would be year-round.
I'm tired of drinking here, too. I want to go to a party with men.
Also unsafe. There's a guy in town who likes to kiss on girls who pass out at parties.
You mean Ricky? Didn't you let him kiss on you?
That's just because I passed out.
Reba, I feel like I'll die if I don't get out of here.
You are being awfully dramatic. I think you're just bored. Know what you should do?
Eat.
Get one of those work from home jobs. Look, you can make $500 a week spinning straw into gold.
It's not that, Reba. I want to do something meaningful.
Like what? Take improv classes?
No, that sounds awful. I want to donate my hair to Locks of Love.
Excuse me?
My rat tail could make rat tails for 20 underprivileged kids.
I don't think you've thought this through.
It's all I've thought about for months. And today is the day.
Great! Now neither of us can leave!
Sure we can. I'll just tie this around the bug zapper and... I dropped it. And that opossum is dragging it out into the woods.
Damn it, Ramantha! What are we gonna do now?
Read?
No. No.
Happy New Year and Namaste, friends, family, and well-to-do friends of the family. It has truly been a whirlwind 5 days for me. Since New Year's Day, I have been hired by Caribou Coffee and quit Caribou Coffee. The so-called workaday world full of its hyphens and labor is not for me. But you should know that by now. I'm an artist! My latest piece, What Yo Name Is, depicts Jesus being nailed to Alex's cross. It is showing in my living room if any of you would like to see or buy it. As for my beloved husband, Matt, he legally changed his name as a winter solstice present to himself. I am now happily married to Django Moneypenny. He's so silly. And an artist. His installation piece, Dutty 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 Ya, can be seen in our bathroom. Admission is $10. Even for me. And I've saved the biggest news for last. We're pregnant. This is great because I've always really felt like I have a connection to fat people. Also, just because it's us having a baby, I can think of no better people to make a child. With my extremely liberal opinions and Django Moneypenny's extremely liberal opinions, this kid's gonna be the most amazing thing in diapers since me. Now, I know how much you love my hand-woven organic paper towel scarves that each and every one of you received. Whether you sent me back a thank you that you floated in a craft beer bottle over Lake Strom Thurmond, or just put good vibes out there, you're welcome. Now I have something to ask of you. Give us money. Give us money to help raise our baby through our Kickstarter campaign, or as Django Moneypenny calls it, Kidstarter. He's the best. Clearly, as artists, we're not of this realm and cannot be called to hold down jobs that only drain our precious energy and wells of creativity. So we need you to do that for us. Takes a village, right? I know that some of you are thinking, which is why I'm pretty sure I'm psychic, how much should I give and when can I start? Good question. Give more than you think you can so quickly you sprain your wrist pulling out your wallet. The following is a list of gifts that you can give and the reward you'll get back for donating, if you're into that sort of thing. The Mommy Package, $100. Django Moneypenny will dress up as a historical mother figure and give you a back rub. You'll be saying a little to the left, George Washington's mom, in no time. Tooth Fairy Package, $200. You get all the baby teeth, one at a time or lump sum. It's your call. Rapunzel Package, $300. You get all the baby hair. See Tooth Fairy Package. Artist Package, $400. Django Moneypenny will make you something. What, when, or where is up to the artist. Super Artist Package, $500. I will make you something, etc., etc. The Night Out Package, $1,000. You can watch our baby while we go out. The Roommate Package, $5,000. You can move into the baby's room / our room / living room and help with the bills. Namesake Package, $10,000. You get to name the baby. The more whimsical, the better. Sure, Marks and Jennifers are fine, but if I may be so bold, what we're looking for is something like a 310 to Yuma or a Lord Butt Fartington III. If you feel you may not have enough money, think about my mom, who is a mime / dream interpreter. She started off the pot with $100 and some pot. If you can't do better than that, it's been real nice knowing you. Love eternally and universally, Mrs. Kara Wells Moneypenny. P.S. Katie, you still owe us money from that time we invited you over to our house for a potluck and then made everyone give us money. Electricity and water aren't free, which is why they've been shut off. Your fault. P.P.S. We couldn't put this on the Kickstarter, but there is a baby package. Make us an offer for the baby.
Hey, Austin. How you doing, bud?
Hi, Miss Marcel. I'm fine.
Good, good. So, last week we started out with some simple icebreakers.
Yep. Your cat's cradle with pretty stellar Miss Marcel.
Are you ready to get into some word work this week, Austin?
I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
You know what a lot of people say to me, Austin? Probably more times than they should have to.
What?
The first step is admitting that you have a problem.
But my mom says it's my own special voice.
Well, your mom probably gets a lot of parenting ideas from Pinterest. Ready for our game, Austin?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say some words, and I want you to repeat after me.
Okay.
Deficiency.
Deficiency.
Depressed.
Depressed.
Milk.
That word doesn't even have an S in it.
No, it doesn't. Milk.
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 Milk?
All right, next word, nuclear.
Nuclear?
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Athlete.
Athlete.
Pillow.
Kind of the same as milk.
Pillow.
Pillow?
Crown.
Crayon?
Austin, can I ask you something?
Ask away, I suppose.
Do you see the real problem here?
Well, I thought my S's were the problem.
No, it's actually all the words without S's, plus the words with S's.
So, all the words?
Yes, literally, all the words are your problem. Come on, Mike Tyson, we can fight this! Here, read this.
Will you be my Valentine?
Actually, it's will you be my Valentine?
Miss Marcel, what is going on here?
Principal Marcel, Miss Marcel was just...
Was just being a saucy minx?
Kip, quit it.
Miss Marcel, did I perchance leave my gym bag in here this morning?
Yep, here's your bag.
It's bag. Bag.
And maybe you should take yours to the library to cool down, Austin.
Don't you mean library?
I do mean library.
Good, Austin. We're well on our way to killing that special voice of yours.
You know what's offensive about you stealing from me? How cliche it is. A maid stealing from her beautiful, wealthy, beautiful, rich, beautiful boss. Did you think I wouldn't notice? I'm very attentive. Like an affluent hawk with gorgeous French-tipped talons. No, I am not being paranoid. That is literally impossible on this much Xanax. It's enough to kill an elephant. I know that because one got into my purse last year on safari. We stayed at the most amazing resort. I also know that you've been spitting in my quail egg white omelets. I can smell it. It's like if you put the first floor of an apartment building in a dog's mouth. Crossing me is more dangerous than Flotox, my Botox-infused tampons. I'm very influential. I could have you deported. That's right, little missy. Right back to Detroit. Anyway, you're fired. From now on, the only thing that will be cleaning me out is my weekly colonic.
You have 9 new messages.
Hi, this is Michael Weebly. I'm supposed to be bringing in my cat, Babette, to board for the weekend. But I'm afraid I can't catch her. I will keep you posted.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Hi, this is Michael Weebly. I'm supposed to be bringing in my cat, Babette, but I still can't catch her. it seems as though she's gotten into grease of some kind, a canola oil or a Crisco, perhaps.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Hi, this is Michael Weebly. I'm supposed to be bringing in my cat, Babette, but she keeps slipping right out of my grip. I think she's coated herself in a body wash or a shampoo.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Hi, this is Michael Weebly. I'm supposed to be bringing in my cat, Babette. Well, I had left a hand cream out on the counter and oil of Olay or a Crabtree and Evelyn.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Hi, this is Michael Weebly. I'm supposed to be bringing in my cat, Babette. She has drenched herself in my Lucerne Light Vanilla Soy Milk.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Hi, this is Michael Weebly. I'm supposed to be bringing in my cat, Babette. Well, there was some off-brand Bengay.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Hi, this is Michael Weebly. I'm supposed to be bringing in my cat, Babette. She used her own spit.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Hi, this is Michael Weebly. I'm supposed to be bringing in my cat, Babette, who found my Johnson & Johnson cake.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Hi, this is Babette, Michael Weebly's cat. He's dead. Don't come looking for me. I don't want to be found.
Message saved.
There is a castle on a cloud.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.